भाग्य बनाने आया। ब्रह्मा ने अपने बच्चों को शिक्षाओं से सजाया, मीठे बच्चों प्यारे बच्चों ज्ञान की राह है न्यारी। मीठे बच्चों प्यारे बच्चों ज्ञान की राह है न्यारी। शिव पिता ने दी है तुमको, शिव पिता ने दी है तुमको श्रीमत कितनी प्यारी, श्रीमत कितनी प्यारी। मीठे बच्चों प्यारे बच्चों, मीठे बच्चों प्यारे बच्चों।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, नमस्ते। The song was about the wonderful fortune we have and how we create fortune on the basis of Srimat. And today Bab Dada's Avyakt Revision course, Murali, is about the amazing fortune we have. And Baba has reminded us that never again in a whole cycle will there be this sort of opportunity to experience the fortune that we have today. And Baba has given us a long list of the things that we have to keep checking in terms of our balance, our account. And so Baba is saying that through the day, not just at the end of the day, but through the day, keep checking your bank balance. And the bank balance that Baba's talking about is whether you're creating fortune through using time in a worthwhile way, using your thoughts in a worthwhile way, your words the same. And then Baba's spoken about the powers that you get through yoga. How much have you accumulated the powers that are available to you from the Almighty Authority? And then the divine virtues that Baba is offering you. This is the time to become full of all virtues. So let's look at these things and see what is Baba talking about. Many of you teach the positive thinking course, and many of you would have done the positive thinking course, and Daddy often refers to it in different ways. Of course Baba, but Daddy also. And usually we take up the different categories, starting at the bottom, negative thoughts, and then waste thoughts, and then weak thoughts, and then ordinary thoughts, and then elevated thoughts. And for most people, that he has been telling us, don't let your mind stay on a level which is ordinary. If your thoughts are ordinary, what will the quality of your life be? It will be the same. But the opportunity now is to have very, very elevated, pure thoughts, and through that create huge fortune for yourself and also be an instrument to be able to serve others. If I'm having ordinary thoughts, what is the value of my life? Then I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm living, I'm sleeping, but it's what some people would say it's part of the rat race. What some people would say, well, it's like an automatic robot that you're just doing for the sake of doing, and you're on the treadmill and doing the same things again and again every day. And so is this what human life is about? Even on the path of bhakti, people would generally say that the fact that you have a human life is amazing fortune, that it's an opportunity to really do something very elevated, not just for simple existence, but actually be able to serve, be able to achieve something in this human life. And one of the greatest achievements that spiritual people would say is to be able to experience yoga, union with God. Why? Because on the path of bhakti, people are searching for truth, people are searching for God, or people are searching for liberation. One of these things. And here in human life, and obviously other species don't have that possibility of thinking about God, knowing God, relating to God, but human beings have the capacity. And Baba tells us, so you've been human through the whole cycle, but it's only now that you have this very, very special opportunity to actually know the truth, be the truth, connect with God who is the truth, and also establish the land of truth. And so each step along the way, it's amazing fortune. And so how am I using my time? And it was very interesting the other day, Baba spoke about surrender. And Baba's definition of surrender there was not that you leave your home and your job and you come and sit in an ashram, but Baba's definition was, whilst you engage in all the things of the practical, physical dimension, lokik, of this lok, this world, yet your intellect is alokik, is spiritual, and it's connected with God. And so the opportunity to create fortune by connecting with the One, it's this moment now. And who knows when the sign of too late is going to be put up. Whether it's going to be too late for everyone or whether it's going to be too late for me, I don't know. But certainly this is the opportunity, the moment that I have that is available to me. I remember there was one individual who was at work, and while she was working, she'd just come into Gyan a little while, and during that period of time she was very, very inspired to do a lot of service. And her workplace, she had to be there, and they knew that they weren't giving her a lot of work to do, but they didn't want to lose her, so they kept her on. And that was the time when she did a huge amount of service for Baba. Many, many letters, many, many contacts, many connections, telephones and all sorts. And after about 8 months or so, then work started piling up and she didn't have the same opportunity. And she said to me afterwards at that time that, I'm so glad that I was motivated and inspired to use that period of time in a very intense way for Baba, because now there's just no margin. I scarcely get time to eat my sandwich. And it just isn't the time. So we get opportunities, and if we keep our third eye open, then we use those opportunities. And if we are waiting, it will be so easy to say, okay, when this finishes, then, when that finishes, then, and we postpone, postpone. It's human nature to postpone. But if we were to do that, then the window that we had, that would go past, and then we wouldn't be able to do anything. Today you have reasonable health. I'm sure everybody's struggling with some back pain or leg pain or something, something. It's part of life. But yet, you have enough health to be able to come here in the morning. And so, now whilst I have that opportunity, I'm using it to study, to have yoga, to come closer to God. And so, just look, whatever is the opportunity that you have at any given moment, and use that opportunity in the best way possible. Because today Baba is very categorically saying there will come a time when it's not possible anymore. And whether it's specific individual situations or generally for the world, who knows. But in this period of time, my thoughts, and I was sharing the different categories, and my time, same. Is my time being used in a negative direction? And of course, the huge amount of loss and many, many habits created if I'm using my time in a negative way, whatever that may be. And the danger of Kali Yuga is that it offers us more attractions and distractions than at any other time in the cycle. And so there's more avenues in which I can waste my time or even use my time negatively than even 6 years ago. Am I right? Today the opportunity for even young people to do all sorts of crazy things, there's more opportunity for that today than there was 60 years ago. And so for adults also, not just for young people, but for anyone. And so seeing all of that, keeping the third eye open and being aware that this is the time I want to create my fortune, then I'm going to make sure that I'm using time in a worthwhile way. It was one of the mantras that Daddy gave me in 1968 before she sent me to Abu, when I was going to tell Baba, okay, now you can send me wherever for service. And it was two mantras that I want to mention today. One she said, don't waste time. And the other one she said, don't ever be part of the golden group. And Baba's language is very royal. And the golden group is the group that used to gossip. Baba doesn't say the bad group. Baba says the golden group. But you have to understand Baba's language. Very, very positive. But today Baba said not just time and thoughts, but specifically words. It's come up in the Muralis, in the Sakar Muralis, the last few days. What is it that I'm speaking about? And so my words are precious. Baba's reminded us that your words are as valuable as pearls. Did you ever know that? You thought words are words, and okay, so I said something and then I'll say sorry and forget it and move on. But each word of mine is valuable. It's a precious pearl. You know, when we go in front of Daddy, any of the Daddies, and we say, Daddy, would you like to tell me something? We know that what's going to come out are precious pearls. But yet, why just the Daddies? Baba's talking to all of us, everyone, because Baba's coming. Baba wants to create a community of greatness, not just one or two leaders who are great, but each one who is a member of that community to be part of a community of greatness. In different words, you could say that's what the Golden Age is about, or even that's what the Confluence Age is about. If the Confluence Age is this, then the Golden Age will also be that. If I don't see visible results in the Confluence Age, it's my imagination to think that there's going to be something happening in the Golden Age. I have to be able to see the practical form of that today. Then I know that yes, this is my track record, these are my sanskars, and this is what I'm going to carry with myself. Then I don't have to worry about the future, but I have to use the present. For everything there's a season, and once a season has gone by, it's not easy to get it back again. And so this season, the season of creating fortune, it's now. And so my time, my thoughts, who is it am I thinking about? And if my words are about somebody's deficiencies, somebody's defects, in America they use the term deficit vision. And when they're talking about deficit vision, they're talking about seeing the deficit. They're not talking about eyesight being 20/20, they're talking about seeing the negative, the less. And so is this what my vision is? And if this is my vision, then of course my thoughts, my time, and then what is going to be the quality of my words? And so Baba reminding us how valuable our words are. And on that score, I'm losing out on three different accounts. I'm seeing bad, so my time is wasted. I'm thinking bad, and I'm speaking bad. And so instantly, at one stroke, I've lost three of my accounts. Daddy isn't going to speak to us as far as I know today, and there isn't a message. She's not managing to fix timings for these things anymore, but of course she's doing a lot of service. Apparently yesterday, the day before, Nainaban brought down a group of the double foreigners to meet with her, so there's small groups there still. So service continues, whatever the condition of the body is, but keeping to specific timings doesn't happen. But she said to give you all her love, and then she said something very interesting. She said, tell everyone not to be influenced by the sanskars of others. That was it, just one sentence. But you can see how quickly, rather than Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba's influence, today Baba said, let life be as natural as Brahma Baba's life. Let your life as Baba's child be exactly as Brahma Baba's life was. Are you a Brahma Kumar and Kumari, or are you a warrior Kumar and Kumari? Are you battling constantly, either inside, and of course if you're battling inside, then it's going to be visible outside also. But no, you're not part of the warrior clan, you're part of Baba's family. And so, is it Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba who are influencing me, or is it human beings who are influencing me? And if I come into contact with a particular individual and my behavior changes, what's happened? I've lost track of what is my own original eternal quality, and that form, Swarup, that embodiment that I need to be. And instead of connecting with Shiv Baba and letting Baba influence me, I've allowed you to influence me. And so stories come out, more stories are created, and everything in my account goes down the drain. And it happens continually. And if it's still happening to me, at what point of time am I going to go above the negative, the waste, the weak, the ordinary, and come to that state of elevated? We understand all of this, absolutely clear, and yet somehow you're not able to give sufficient attention to emerging what it is we need to emerge. And this is when we get into trouble, because if that which is the original and eternal within the soul, and it's able to shine because I'm connected with Baba, then that which is the original and eternal will surface and it will emerge, it will shine. I'm allowing somebody else, something else to interfere. And connected very much with the subject of influence, who am I spending time thinking about? Just go in here and you'll probably find that if there's words that are deficit coming out of my mouth, then am I having yoga with that individual, or am I having yoga with God? Why did I come to Baba? I came to Baba to be able to have yoga with God and to allow God's influence to work on me and transform me. And this is my opportunity to take all the powers that God has within myself. He's offering this opportunity. And instead of connecting there, I connect here and here and here. I get into a lot of trouble. But it's true. If you start checking who is it you're connected with, one is the attachments, and am I thinking more about this human being than I'm thinking about God? But the other side is the deficit vision. If I'm thinking about this one did this and this and this and this, and maybe it's not just one, maybe it's a total thing, and instead of being a policeman for myself, I've become a policeman for others. Why is this one doing? And the more people I carry in my head, the further away I am from God. So it's a very interesting morally about just seeing the self and seeing what's going on inside my own world. Whenever Baba talks about Atma, soul, Baba always mentions how it's a wonder. It's the greatest wonder of nature. This tiny, tiny little soul carrying so much within itself. You know, when you need space here, then bodies need a lot of space. But to carry people in here doesn't require any space at all. But in fact it does. It is occupying very, very valuable space inside, because that space could be given to the treasures of knowledge. It could be given to God's remembrance. It could be given to emerging my own original qualities. Instead, I'm letting it go here and there. And so let me only keep company in which there's positive influence, and if there's negative conversation, let me protect myself it's not true to say, I have to go, I have to do other things. You do have to do other things. It's absolutely honest and true. So, A, I shouldn't ever be part of a group that's talking negative, but equally, I should not be the one that's wasting all my treasures in thinking about others, really. So that is message. And when she gave me this message, it wasn't connected with today's Murali in that sense. She was just sharing it. But in fact, it's very deeply connected with today's Murali. And so, treasures of Gyan, am I keeping those with me through the day? The treasures of the virtues. And we value virtue. We really feel that, yes, if somebody has good qualities, good virtues, then they deserve respect. And then in terms of my own self-respect and my own dignity, it's absolutely connected. The more I see myself developing virtues and moving forward in my own transformation, the more my own self-respect increases. And if I see that's not happening, that's when my self-esteem becomes low, and then there's many repercussions of that that you all know about. So to check, am I using my time well? Am I using my thoughts in the way Baba has asked me to and offered me the opportunity? My words, do I value my words as much as Baba values my words? And then, am I filling myself with the treasures, the jewels of knowledge? Am I filling myself with all the powers that Baba is giving me? And am I filling myself with all the virtues that are available to me now? So today's Murali is one of accounting. I'm sure many of you keep accounts or have to do accounts for others. So the accounting for the self and the audit for the self, but not just at the end of the day. At the end of the day, anyway, you're tired and you just say, okay Baba, send me to sleep. But through the day, keeping the third eye open, being alert about what's going on, and really knowing that everything is influencing me, and it's up to me to either stay connected and allow that one to influence me, or to be open to all the other influences, whether here or outside, at work, or just the advertisements you see. I won't go into that, but how many desires come about because we've been looking at the advertisements. So really, just to protect the self and know that I can create fortune at all times. Kavita Ben's asking, in essence, would you say it's a question of commitment? It is. And commitment is not a popular word at the moment. Somebody was telling me that people only like to work in the same company for 2 years, and by then they want to move on, and the company wants them to move on because then they don't have to pay such a big salary if they get new people. And so I said to them, they're younger than me, and so I said to them, well, in my days somebody joined a company and you'd expect them to stay till the end of their career, and you got a gold pen at the end of it or something. But today there just isn't that question of commitment. So, and here's Baba saying, are you committed to your life as Baba's child, and are you willing to follow that commitment through whatever you're doing externally, but internally, that this is who I am and this is what I have to do.